Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful baby cake people that I love out there. We're going to church. We're going. No, not really. Well, what a weekend it's been. I have been at the hospital all weekend with Lanny, who had to have two new stents put into his heart valves, whatever they do somewhere. I'm telling you, it's bloody miraculous. He was having what he thought was acid reflux for about a week and a half, and I finally said, if you don't go to your doctor right now, I'm leaving. I don't know what it is about guys. What is it that they never want to go to the doctor? So, of course, they did the tests and they found out he had blockages, and boom, we were in the hospital, and boom, he was having the surgery. And an hour afterwards, he was telling jokes and just kibitzing with everybody. He said that they didn't even put him under, that he was joking with the doctor and watching on the screen everything he was doing. I was going, oh man, not me. I'd go in and say, hi, put me under, please. Don't want to have any sense of memory of this whatsoever. But anyway, so we are waiting to, oh, did I use the W word? We are creating him coming home soon today. And then tonight, I don't know if he will be joining us now, but we're taking Gabrielle out for her birthday dinner. And I'm supposed to be over helping her decorate her house for Christmas, so I don't know if that's going to happen. But what's interesting, guys, is when you let go and go with the flow and just go, okay, well, thought I was going to be doing this today, but obviously I'm doing that, then the anxiety goes away or lessens to a degree that it doesn't matter much. You don't worry. You don't go into overwhelm. You adapt. And we're just, well, they're saying we've always been in a world of adaptation. And those who can adapt and change and go with the flow are a lot happier people. And didn't know I was doing a prediction today, but I guess I am, that 2024 is a year of adaptation. But then couldn't you say that about every year? Well, my pendulum goes to no, so I don't know what's up. I'm sure we'll, you know, predictions webinar, guys, is November 29th. This is one webinar you do not want to miss. It is always chock full of information about the coming year. And this year, we're going to get the six highest directions for the next year. And also, I'm throwing in the audiobook of Conscious Creation, which I read, which is a really beautiful gift that I'm just offering all of you. Okay. And as you know, I will let you know, I believe it's the first show in September, we're going to roll out the Christmas special, which is a half-hour session for only $100. And they go really fast, guys, really fast. So I would be deciding now if you're going to want to do that so you can jump on it when it's offered. Okay, real quickly, I want to talk about core belief number one, I can never be God. So we know as you believe, it is delivered to you. As you believe, there's really nothing else that enters into the scheme of things that has more to do with your creation process than that. Because if you don't believe you're the God of you that creates, nothing you try to create is going to be created to the fullest extent that it can be. So I would invite all of you in this moment to come together and say, okay, I am choosing right now in this moment to know that I am the God of me. I am the head of my creation on this plane. Yes, the universe works with me. Yes, the entity I call God works with me, because the universe and God and the guides and the angels, they're all energy, guys. All there is energy. So are you the God of you directing that energy, or are you believing there is a force outside of you that supersedes your power? Can't have it both ways. And you are the God of you that has to choose. So we're going to get balanced and we're going to hop in. We are directing our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brain. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, happy, and spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And we all claim, I am love. And so it is. Can I go to the callers? Yes. Da, 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 da. We're off. Lisa in Florida, what's up?
Dee.
Lisa.
Have you noticed that you don't call us sexy anymore?
Oh, well, I just thought that was a given that you already knew it.
I knew you were going to have something to say like that. Like, I thought you were going to say something about, it's more about you than it is about me not saying it.
Hello, sexy Lisa. I know I'm sexy, baby. I know. I own it. I own that. What question do you have this morning, baby cakes?
That was it.
Oh, that was it?
That's my question. Yeah. I just wanted to say that I miss it, and I love hearing it just because I feel like you're so playful when you say it. And, don't start saying it just because of that. But I just
hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, sexy people. How's that?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, babe. All right. Ask and you received. Thanks for starting the show off with a smile, sweetheart. Love you. All right. Megan in Oklahoma, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, baby cakes. What can I answer for you?
So for the past few weeks, I've been waking up like really early in the morning, like kind of regardless of what time I go to sleep. And then I can't really fall back asleep. So I guess my question is like, how do I get like a full night's sleep?
Okay, well, they want to start by saying you're waking up for a reason. When all the core beliefs came in, Megan, I was away for Christmas, and they would wake me up at 3 a.m. I think it was three or four nights in a row until they had given me all the major core beliefs that we started with. So we've got to get to why you're being wakened, because what happens is we don't go, wow, I wonder why I'm waking up so early. I wonder what I'm supposed to do. We go, damn, I don't want to wake up so early, right? And
yeah.
And so they're going to give you, am I going to a core belief? Okay, this page here. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong, and it's not about waking up. So what's going on in your life right now that represents you moving into more power?
Well, I guess I'm currently on a on a sports team right now that number one on the team, and so I guess I've been thinking for a while of departing for like a better team.
Yep, that's where we're going. So what happens is when you don't address that, you will keep waking yourself up so that you have more time to focus on creating it. You start doing that, you'll start sleeping more. Now, I know that's a crazy answer, but and what happens is we work on stuff that we want to clear up, that we want to understand. We do that at night when we're in an altered state because we're not in the way like we are in when our minds are conscious. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I say you've committed to moving up and finding another team, it goes to no. You are thinking about it, and you haven't decided to do it. Is that true?
Yeah, I guess I've been waiting to officially enter the transfer portal.
The whatty?
It's the transfer portal, like when you declare that you're going to switch teams, then you have to enter the transfer portal, and it becomes like public and everything.
I see. Okay, what's your fear about doing that, Megan? And listen, everybody listen to this, because this is a representation of what we all go through, thinking we know what we want when we haven't actually chosen it and committed to it. So what's your hesitation about doing that, Megan?
That it might just be too early, or that it just isn't the right time yet.
Yeah.
Because like it was
okay
for next fall.
What's actually behind that they want you to know is that you like being number one. And so if you transfer somewhere else, you may or may not, but the probability is that you will have to work up to that spot again. So they would suggest, the channel would suggest, you claiming whatever the term is, that you are already number one, and that applies to any and all teams you would play for.
Okay.
Start creating what you want right now don't wait till you get onto a team. Now's the time to create it. And then better teams will come to you. Okay, go ahead.
Does the channel say there's a good time for me to enter the transfer portal? Like, would that be like maybe now or in the spring or?
When you are in alignment to, and what we just talked about is what you need to address to bring yourself into alignment. Then any time is okay. Somebody said to me last night, I was working, believe it or not, with somebody at the hospital. They just find me wherever I go. And it was all about, well, you know, the universe has its own timing. Yeah, it's you. You are in alignment when you are in harmony, when you have decided and committed and feel love and excitement around it. That's when the timing's right, Megan.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, baby. Oh, Johanna in Florida. Hi, babe.
Hi, Dee. It's been a while.
It has. Have you been?
I've been good.
All right, get close to the phone, Johanna. Get close to the phone, honey. You're going in and out.
You've cut me now. I have my earbuds in.
Yeah.
I've had some disruptive things happen recently. And it seems like there's a lot of them. Like, for instance, I have a new car that's leased, and I have mice nesting in it. And I had a relationship in my condo association kind of fall apart. All of that was good, but just like random kind of disturbing.
Yeah, well, nothing's really random, guys. So let's just start with that. So they're taking me to the core belief I'm scared to death to be here. What do you think here represents before I help you out?
I think in Florida. I think it's in my apartment, in my complex in Florida, and that I wanted a different apartment, and I missed the opportunity to get it, and I'm realizing how much I want to move out of my condo, and I'm just starting to see that like today, and it's scaring me because there's all these reasons why I wouldn't be able to do that.
Okay, not your job. You know that.
Right.
You don't get up every day and go, gee, why can't I do this?
Right.
I mean, that we're not supposed to, but that's what we do. We get up and start going, yeah, well, I want to do this, but, and then your brain cannot give you the blueprints. God, it's noisy wherever you are. Can't give you the blueprint about how to get there. And the universe can't answer, how can I not have this?
Well, I've been in a doubt about, once I missed that opportunity, I just thought, well, that's it. I'll just have to deal with staying here. And then just the last couple of days, it's been, no, you really do need to move. You need to,
because you want to. And all of these things that are showing up, the highest word they're giving me are deterrents. You know, when, and this is again the way it works, guys, when you know that you want something or want to do something, and you don't allow yourself to really know it and own it, then your bodies and your experiences in your life will mirror holding you back until you get that, oh, it's me. I'm the one that's got to move forward. and then everything starts opening up. Do you understand?
How I'm interpreting it is that I went into denial about wanting a different place because I didn't get the...
Yeah, you went into denial.
Yes,
and said, there's no way that I can do it when you didn't get the other place. That's like me going in to an audition and not getting it and saying, well, I guess I just have to be stuck here not ever working as an actor.
Right, right. Yeah.
Well, when
I'm
I put it that way. Okay. All
yes.
right.
I got then, it. So it's the creating that. Yeah, I see what I've been doing, but the mouse thing really. I mean, I just felt like okay, all these things are happening that are like falling on top of.
Okay, Johanna.
Anyway,
anything? Yes, they're getting in your way because you're in your way. And,
right.
Anything that happens with a car, guys, is not wanting to get where you're going.
Okay.
That's all. So the mice are just going, you know, we'd get out of here if you just drive to the damn place you want to create in your life. But, you know, you're saying
okay.
the car won't work. I can't get there. So we're doing our job to help you.
Yeah, well, I don't want to drive a car when a mouse might crawl up my leg. Have you heard of a mouse inhabiting a car? Anyway,
oh, sure.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. The mice and rats and even birds get into cars. And it all represents
yeah.
the same thing. All right, you have your answer.
Thank you, Dee.
Yes,
I love
you're
you.
Welcome, Johanna. Oh, my God. Luz in Massachusetts, how are you, baby?
I'm doing awesome, Dee. Thank you for taking my call. It has been a long time.
It has. I'm glad to hear from you. What's up?
So what is about my... Paul and my 2-year-old son, he's been going at this daycare, and I was so happy with him going at this daycare because this is the first daycare that he was like home. I would drop him. He would not be crying to go back with me or anything. He was like home, and every time I went to pick him up, like he was so happy. I was like, oh, my
okay.
God.
Okay, all right. Well, what's your question?
Well, then lately, on Monday, there was one of the teachers, she came really rough to take his jacket, and she was, like, really, really angry for, I don't know. But the thing is, I reported her to the office, to the administration, and there has been, like, it hasn't been well. And yesterday, Christopher has a, that's my son, he had a scratch. He was scratching his nose, and nobody was able to tell me how it happened. They just say, oh, he went to sleeping. He get up like that. So I'm kind of concerned now about his safety there.
Okay, when I say, is that the highest question? Yes. When I say he's unsafe there, it goes right to no. And I say he's happy there. Does he still seem happy? Because I get a yes. Do you think he's happy there, Luz?
Well, yeah. Like when I pick him up, like yes, Friday, I pick
just
him
yes
up
or
from
no.
the playground.
Yes or no? Yes or no? Is he happy? As far as you can tell, he's happy.
I saw him. I've been seeing him. Well. Thursday there was, I saw one of the teachers, that was another event. She was basically talking to him, like inflicting emotional distress on him at the time of pickup. That was the only
okay.
the two
Luz,
events I have seen.
I think this is more about you and how you are perceiving things. When I say he's being mistreated, we're getting the highest answer, highest understanding. I get a no.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to know, were you mistreated when you were little?
The only reason I come with the mistreatment is because of what happened on what I saw on Thursday.
That's the only reason. I understand. I'm asking you, when you were a little child, do you feel like you were mistreated, like you were not respected and not treated with the love and honor that you should have been? Do you feel when you were little that that happened to you?
Oh, not exactly like that. Even though when I was like 5, I used to say that I didn't want to be a child because my mom used to beat up us. But I
okay,
didn't feel...
all right, stop right there. Stop right there. I want you to be very clear about how you are seeing the world around your son.
Hold on,
Liz. Okay. I want you to be very conscious of directing every day. Today, my son is surrounded in love. Yeah, see, now he's laughing. Today, my son is honored and respected by me and everyone else. Okay? I want you to be very clear about directing every morning what you want for him.
Thank you. And also,
okay.
But when it comes for him being safe there, is he safe there?
All right. Drop down into your heart. What does your heart tell you? Get out of your mind and drop down into your heart. Is he safe there?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Is he safe there? What does your heart say?
Until yesterday, I thought he was, but because they couldn't tell me why the scratch about his nose.
Oh,
I'm
honey,
a little concerned.
My grandson wakes up with scratches on his face because his little fingernails get too long. Do I think my daughter is mistreating him? Not at all. That's what I mean. I want you to be aware of your perceptions of the world around him and be sure to direct, not out of fear, but out of love, exactly what you want for him. Okay? All right, that's your answer.
But I was thinking like...
No, I got to move on, Liz. I'm sorry. That was your whole answer right there. So now you get to choose whether you want to apply that or not. Roberta in Missouri. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I'm glad that Lanny is okay. I'm really happy
Thank you.
About that.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I want to know, how can I start shifting my client base so that I have more executive coaching clients and that they're virtual, not as many in person?
Okay, when I say you've directed that, I get a big no.
Gosh. Okay, well, I've been using this affirmation that I got on one of our privates, and here it is. It's, I am powerful and impactful, and I'm attracting hundreds of clients that co-create this with me right now.
Okay, that's
Is that
great.
Still the
and
right
it,
one?
It's not an affirmation, Roberta.
Oh, I'm caught.
Oh, my gosh. How many times do I have to say that, guys?
But it's,
you know,
it's ingrained in the unconscious, so it takes a lot of effort to switch that. And I'm
well, there's a belief
I'm
for you.
Talking on the phone on the radio.
You know, that too is a belief that it's
okay.
Hard to change something.
Okay.
Changing anything is a choice.
Okay.
So your job now is to write down everything you want, everything, go to your love place, feel love around it. Look at that list every day, feel the love around it, and let go.
See,
now,
I did that for the house. I manifested the house. So
well,
this,
then you should know how to manifest anything, Roberta.
I know.
Well, to
I
know
just
not
if
to
do
a... is not yet to know, baby.
Okay.
There's nothing else. Guys, you all think you know what you want. And I can tell you after thousands of private sessions, most of you aren't clear. Get clear about what you want, feel love around it, commit to creating it, have the universe come in and play with you, and let go. Now,
oh,
letting
D,
go.
I caught it.
Okay.
Letting go. I haven't let go.
And you haven't directed it, Roberta.
Okay.
You have not
okay.
said, universe, I am creating this right now. You keep saying, how can I get more clients? You're not saying, I am creating more clients. Or better yet, I am creating this number of clients.
That's even better, isn't it? Okay.
Well, sure. If you asked a kid what they want for Christmas and they said a toy, you wouldn't know what the hell to get them. Well, the universe is the same way with you. Tell it what you want as specifically as you can. Feel love and excitement around it and let go. Now, letting go does not mean I don't learn how to do social media or, you know, I don't do any advertising or I don't know how to build a website. Whatever you need to do to bring that commitment to fruition, you do it without being attached to the results. And that's where people get messed up.
Oh, I am attached to the results because I want to be able to move
yeah.
to the new house. Which
yeah.
is in Charleston, not St. Louis.
Okay. So you've got your answer, guys. This is everybody's answer about creation. It's written out in Born, and you got to do it.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Now,
thank you.
See, just from the inflection in your voice, okay.
Because I got Born. I read it most every day. I've got the website. I've got the people doing the social media for me.
Yes,
I've got a full
and
practice.
When I say, Roberta, that you
mm-hmm.
are creating it and directing it, it goes to no. So you can have all the paraphernalia around you, and if you're not in alignment and committed, it will not happen in the great way that you are hoping and wishing that it would. Get yourselves in alignment, and then the creation flows. Okay. You got
the
your answer.
The part made sense. That
all right.
Sense. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
you,
you
bet. You're welcome. Iris, how you doing, baby cakes?
Hi, Iris.
Hi, honey.
A lot of little things that I wanted to ask about, but I think it all coalesces into one.
Yes, it does.
Could I have my could I have my highest claim around a well body, please?
Yeah. So energetically, if we are fighting ourselves in any way in the creation of what we want, our bodies will exhibit that in some kind of dis-ease. I didn't say disease, but it will form some kind of not being easy within our physical bodies. So you want to know what to get into alignment?
Yes, please.
For complete wellness sheets book. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
What popped in, but I haven't seen this movie, but the title is, what is it, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Butch Cassidy is about two bank robbers.
Okay.
Paul Newman and Robert Redford. There is a part of you, Iris, this is interesting, that believes that whenever you get what you want, you rob other people of getting what they need. It goes back to around 3 years old with your dad. So how did he teach or model to you that you needed to, well, what it comes down to is you in some way were taught or modeled that you needed to take less of what you wanted so that other people, not that they'd have more, but they'd have enough. So how were you taught that when you were little?
Well, it's interesting. At that age, I didn't have as many siblings yet, but it was definitely reinforced to, there was just a lot of enmeshment. So it's like it was very selfish to have your own thing. You had to think
yeah.
about the other people.
Yeah.
So
every time you go out to create expansion in your life
yeah.
and giving yourself what you want, your little girl goes, no, Iris, you can't have that, remember? And your body is at the point where it's saying, I can't fight this anymore. You're living between two worlds. That's what I wanted. Hold on, I got to make it. I just got hit right between the eyes. Okay. You're living between, I'm involved in this community which teaches me I'm the God of me and that I can create everything I want, and the world that I grew up in that I still believe is the truth, which is don't allow yourself to have everything you want because then other people will suffer. And it weakens your body, Iris.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yes,
well, you're shaking because you're hearing the truth, baby, so it's a good thing.
It's
you
a
know?
Good thing, yeah.
So
it's
let's
like the
just...
word selfish, it just feels so like threatening. It feels like really bad in my nervous system, so I want to redirect that one for sure.
Well, yes. You see, you learned that self-love was selfish. And now you're in a community that goes, self-love is the most important thing that needs to be in place for creation. And so
yes.
inside you're going, well, which way do I go? Which way do I go? Which your body is telling you it can't handle the double messages anymore. It's doing you a favor by bringing this to your attention. So
yeah, I want to be done.
Well, what you want is to know that the more you love yourself, the more you are able to help other people, especially those you love. Because the more you love yourself, the stronger you become and the more energy you have and the more free you are to live in the state of wellness. Okay?
I'm going to have a lot of fun playing with that one, yes.
Yeah, you bet you are, baby. Well said. Well said.
Thank you, Iris.
That was Thank
a big
you.
One.
Yeah, it sure was a big one. Sorry to cut you off. Maggie in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh. What's up?
I wanted to ask this panel what I need to get into alignment to heal my stomach, my GI tract.
Okay, we're going to a core belief. Some of it is what I just talked to Iris about, more self-love.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah, this, we have a theme going here. I'm scared to death to be here. Where are you scared? Well, power is the highest word. So I'm scared to death to be here in my power. And what's happening is you literally cannot digest your power. Mm. Highest, most correct, most complete. Yeah. So what were you taught when you were little about power, being powerful?
I don't think it was supported anyway. I was pretty much one of the kids that was told children were made to be seen and not heard, kind of thing, and that was the prevailing attitude. So no support for power at all.
So now here you are, part of a community, and your consciousness has been raised to believe that you need and have the right and the privilege of powerfully creating yourself. Mm-hmm. And you were taught that wasn't a great thing.
No.
Look, guys, very few of us were taught it was okay to be powerful as a kid. Most of us were taught children are supposed to be seen and not heard. I don't know who the hell ever came up with that one. They sure as hell didn't have kids of their own, I can tell you that. Because all kids do or want to do naturally is scream and run and laugh and giggle, and they're loud.
Yeah,
kids
be
are
seen
loud.
And heard. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's all come together here today and direct that we are, through divine love, totally seen. We are totally heard. And we see and hear ourselves and everything that we desire completely and totally through divine love. Invoking the symbol formula by the flame golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. Because, guys, you see, other people can't see and hear you if you're still owning the belief, I shouldn't be seen and heard.
Right? Makes perfect sense.
And that includes your body. So when I say you have directed your, did you use the word GI tract?
Probably.
Yeah. To be balanced and happy and seen and heard. You haven't directed what you want. You've just worried about what is.
Exactly. You're right.
And worry is a negative prayer.
Yes.
Guys, come on. You know these principles. Direct what you want, only the positive of what you want. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Thank you so much.
You bet, sweet thing.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're getting a lot of discernment here today. I hope you're listening. Debbie in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Good, baby cakes. What's up?
So good. I actually wanted to ask a question about my husband, if that's okay. He told me that
yes.
I was able to. He
yes.
has been struggling.
Well, stop.
right. Okay. Is there, I mean, I've been doing this work with you for years now, and he's obviously been exposed to it. He hasn't really been on board until very recently. And
Debbie, what's he been struggling to do? Why is he struggling?
Love himself. He's
okay.
struggling because the relationship has been struggling. There's been a lot of negativity, some things that were done that have had a pretty bad effect. And
okay.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's responsible.
Well, he knows he is, yes.
Okay. So welcome to self-judgment,
mm-hmm.
self-flagellation, which, of course, takes us out of self-love.
Right.
And it was his lack of self-love which made him do this thing in the first place.
Yes. And
so
actually,
basically, hold on, Debbie.
Okay.
Basically,
yep.
what's going on is I'm going to push you so far to see how much you'll take and still love me so I can love me.
Oof.
Yeah, that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Feel that in my heart.
yeah. So when he was little, it was, I have to act out so I can feel loved, basically. That's when he got the attention. That's when he got, you know.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So what do you want? What do you want?
What do I want?
Well, yeah, you're part of the direction.
I want peace and love. That's what I want. I mean,
yes, and you want to be honored.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you start directing that, which will help him shift his energy to match it.
Okay. Because I do, even in knowing all of this work, I can go, in my head, it's trauma. Is there a quick way for me to shift it?
Yeah, start laughing.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
not kidding.
Okay. No, I know you're not. I take you very seriously, Dave.
when you start going into the trauma and the oh, poor me and the victimness and all that stuff, start, just choose for no reason to start laughing, which will bring you back to neutral so that you can then direct what you want. Or
okay.
you can talk to yourself in third person, Debbie. Debbie, that thought took you right into the toilet. It's not going to give you what you want. There's a lot of shit in the toilet anyway. Do you want to get out and choose a new thought that matches what you want, or do you want to flush yourself down? By that time, I'm laughing.
Right.
And I go, no, this is the thought I want. And I go to my love place, and I choose to state and direct what I want from my love place. But you can't do that when you're in negative reaction.
Right. Okay.
When you're in your reaction, you are out of creation, guys.
Yep.
Okay? All right,
baby.
All right.
Thank you, Dee. Love you.
You bet. I love you, too. Oh, gosh. Carmen and Jean-Marie, I just don't have time to bring you on. I'm so sorry. Call in next time, I promise. Tell Stephen to put you up at the top. Okay, and there's another hand without a name there. Same goes for you, the 717-938. All right, let's say it together loud and proud. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.